Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kekke Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. Hi, 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki. In our today's program, we are going to talk about how to burst out of bed each morning. Hi, 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki.今天的节目呢，想要跟大家一起来讨论到的一个小话题，就是如何摆脱起床困难户。今天想要跟大家一起来分享到的是第二个小 tips， 怎么样才能够摆脱起床困难户呢？ The king and the pauper way of eating. The king and the pauper way of eating. 早上吃好，晚上吃少。 OK.其实呢，很多人都会这样吃饭。那么你呢？你是怎么样吃饭的呢？
The way of our body's function optimally is if we eat like a king in the morning and a pauper in the evening.
早上吃好，晚上吃少，这样呢，我们的身体才能够保持最佳的状态。
This means that it's best to eat heavier, bigger portions in the morning because these meals will give us higher energy throughout the day and then burn off.
早上吃好的意思呢，就是早晨最好呢吃上一份丰盛的早餐，因为早餐呢能为我们提供一天所需要的高热量，所以呢早餐应该吃得好一点。
The king way of eating. Eating like a pauper, meaning small light meal, in the evening allows us to go to sleep on an empty stomach.
晚上吃的少的意思呢，就是说晚餐不宜吃的太饱。这样呢，我们睡觉时呢，胃中才不会有食物留存。
If your body is functioning normally and you don't have stomach ulcers, going to sleep on a mostly empty stomach will allow you to sleep better.
如果说你的身体机能正常的话，而且呢没有胃溃疡，空胃睡眠呢能让你有更高的睡眠质量。所以呢
the highly fastallows your body to take its focus away from digestion and put it towards repair and rejuvenation of the body cells.
所以呢，晚餐吃的少一点，你的身体呢就能从消化任务中解脱出来，专注于细胞的修复和激活。所以呢
，Remember the king and the pauper way of eating.
早上吃得好，晚上吃得少。Okay, please remember.
Okay, that's all about our today's Kekke Radio. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.